Over the past 2 weeks, more than half a billion eggs have been recalled from across the United States due to incidents of salmonella poisoning. Nearly 1,500 cases of illness related to the recall have been reported, and at least one lawsuit against it has already been filed. The eggs originate from Wright County Egg Farm and Hillendale Farms in Iowa, and are sold under 13 different brand names, including Mountain Dairy, Ralph's, Albertson, Dutch Farms, and Farm Fresh. The Humane Society of the United States launched an ad campaign making it clear that all the eggs being recalled have been laid by hens crammed into cages. Salmonella poisoning has been linked to caged hens by various studies, including in a report earlier this year by World Poultry headlined "Salmonella Thrives in Cage Housing." Yet advocates of industrial agriculture routinely deny the connection. Lawmakers in New York have responded by promising to pass bills requiring that all egg-producing hens be vaccinated against salmonella. My guest is J.D. Hansen, a policy analyst at the Center for Food Safety. Welcome to Uprising, J.D.
Well, good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. How widespread is this contamination, and have these eggs essentially been distributed to all 50 states?
Well, probably not all 50, but certainly 25 or so. Mm. These are mega cities filled with laying hens. We're talking about a couple of farms with about 5 million hens each.
So food inspection in the U.S., you would think, would find such cases for certain instances of improper facilities. You know, the whole issue of food safety in the United States is a very, very problematic topic. But ideally, we'd want federal government, federal agency inspectors going to farms across the country and periodically examining them. Why was that not done? Or was there some sort of failure here with respect to these two farms?
Well, it's not just those two farms. For the last 30 years, the Food and Drug Administration has been inspecting all facilities less and less. And a facility like this, unfortunately, could expect to see an inspector only about every 4 years, which is absolutely crazy. This particular operator is a serial offender. Had problems in, wherever they've operated.
Are you talking about Wright County Egg Farm?
Wright County Egg Farm. Mm-hmm. When they've operated in Maine, they've had problems. When they operated in Maryland, they've had problems.
What sort of problems?
Well, they've had salmonella problems before. They have been on the facilities in Iowa. They were cited during the Clinton administration for egregious worker safety violations, including not giving workers basic equipment like gloves. So they were picking up dead chickens and handling chicken manure with their bare hands and then contaminating the chickens.
Now, how does salmonella poisoning occur? I said the Humane Society is making the connection, and others have as well, between caged hens and salmonella poisoning. And I was looking at one article this morning which had the very last line of the article just sort of throw out, quote, "Rodents in food packaging and distribution facilities are the most common source of salmonella contamination." What exactly causes salmonella?
Well, salmonella is a it's a bacteria. It's not uncommon in sick animals, but it's carried by mammals primarily, but also by birds. Pigeons would be another source. And if you've got a facility that's not cleaned out well, you're going to have mice and rats attracted to the manure, if nothing else. And then when you stack cages on top of cages, you've got sick chickens whose droppings fall on other chickens, and they get sick. And in this case, they were even feeding the hens contaminated feed. So it seems that one of the main sources in this case actually was contaminated feed. And then the chickens get that in their body. They pass it down into the eggs, and we eat the eggs and get sick ourselves.
What sort of contamination in the feed are we talking about? I mean, essentially, is this, again, chicken feces?
Well, it could be anything from, ground-up animal products are one of the things that are in some of the feeds. The other thing is, if the feed is not handled properly, you'll get mice and rats and birds defecating in it. So you have a contaminated feed source that you then feed the animals.
Now, the Humane Society of the U.S. released a graph showing that cage-free eggs have about half the odds of salmonella contamination compared to battery cage eggs. And then they have another category, free-range eggs, that have only a tiny fraction of the incidence of salmonella compared to even cage-free eggs. I didn't even realize there was a difference between cage-free and free-range eggs. Can you explain?
Well, you can have a cage-free chicken that's still rather confined in a chicken house. You know, the cage chickens, many of them don't even have enough room to even stretch their wings. Their only job is to eat and produce eggs. And a chicken that in years past only produced a dozen or two dozen eggs a year are now producing 150 eggs a year. That's all they're doing. You can get a better life for the chickens by not caging them. But if you still keep them pretty confined, they are going to pass on whatever illness they have to other chickens just because they're so crowded.
So cage-free hens are still confined, just not in cages, but in a slightly bigger space. And then free-range hens are ones that are allowed to actually essentially move around in a large open space?
They move around in a large open space, or sometimes they still have a movable fence, so that they just move it from one part of the pasture to the other.
And so the incidence of salmonella between caged hens and free-range hens that produce eggs is dramatic. It's just a tiny fraction that free-range eggs, tiny fraction of the incidence that free-range eggs have. From the consumer point of view, the best kind of eggs to then look for are the free-range ones, right?
Well, those are the ones I eat myself.
What about organic? Where does the label organic fit into all of this?
One of the things that organic does is it really changes what can go into the poultry feed. Most of your listeners, would be surprised that ordinary chicken feed does have ground up animals in it. Does have genetically modified organisms in it, antibiotics, pesticides.
And what the chicken eats goes into its eggs, essentially, right?
That's right. And so, but organic feed, you can't have animals in it, you can't have GMOs in it, you can't have antibiotics in it, you can't have pesticides in it, you can't have grains with chemical fertilizer. So you start out with an organic chicken not having things that are likely to contaminate its eggs.
So does the label organic then have any bearing on whether a hen is cage-free or free-range?
No, you could have a caged...
You could have battery hens that are fed organic feed and then the eggs are labeled organic.
You could, yes.
So from all of these various categories of eggs, which one is the best?
Well, I think it's a mixing a couple things. The California voters in 2008 supported an initiative that the Center for Food Safety and the Humane Society sponsored, saying that chickens that people in California eat and eggs from those chickens, I believe it's by 2015, won't be, they won't be allowed to sell any chickens or eggs in California that didn't come from cage-free chickens. So cage-free would be the first thing I would do. Ideally, you know, an organic hen that is on a open pasture would be the best.
So free range organic would be the ideal. My guest is J.D. Hansen. He's the policy analyst at the Center for Food Safety. We're talking about the massive egg recall. Now, let's talk about California. Many consumers are turning to California farmers to buy eggs in the wake of this recall because apparently there hasn't been any cases of salmonella contamination from California eggs in over a decade. What is California currently doing right?
Well, I think you've got a more aggressive effort to keep chicken operations clean. I mean, some of it is, you know, if you go to the cheapest chicken producer, which, you know, some of your California grocery markets are doing, you've got these contaminated eggs, at least nationally, have been bought by some of your California chains. Safeway, Albertsons, Ralph's are among the ones that have bought these contaminated eggs. I don't believe you've got them there in Southern California, but a couple of parts of California have had them.
So that means that, so what you're saying is that Californians who bought their eggs at Ralph's and Albertsons might still be eating contaminated eggs from Iowa, but what about eggs that are produced in California currently? Why has there not been a salmonella outbreak in California farms in over a decade?
Well, the two basic things, you know, in addition to what we've already talked about in terms of organic, cage-free, but if you're a big producer, you can greatly reduce the incidence of salmonella by having a clean operation, and even more so by vaccinating your chickens.
And that's an important question. Let me ask you about this whole vaccination issue, because it's one thing to talk about making the hen's cage free to try to reduce salmonella poisoning, but then where does salmonella vaccination come into all of this? If the end result of this egg recall, if the only thing that's actually done about this egg recall is to vaccinate the hens, will that solve the problem?
Well, I think it really needs to have a combination of things. You know, when I go overseas to Africa, I take a vaccine against typhoid, which is a kind of salmonella. It doesn't mean I go out and drink the dirtiest water I can. So the chickens still need to be treated well. They still need to have, you know, a clean environment. You don't want them getting sick all the time. But in the United Kingdom, the grocers there, instead of buying salmonella eggs, told producers they won't buy your eggs if you've got a record of producing salmonella in your eggs. So what's happened in the last 15 years in the United Kingdom, through a combination of cleaner operations and vaccination, they have reduced their salmonella incidence by over 90%.
Now, is it safe to eat eggs produced by vaccinated hens?
Well, I know there's a lot of debate about vaccines. I think the main thing is, you know, are the vaccines safe for the hens? I mean, you don't want to eat vaccinated hens or eat their eggs if the rest of the process that they're using to produce the hens is contaminated too. So I would say you've demonstrated in a number of the California growers that you can produce hens without vaccination that are salmonella free, mostly by having a clean operation.
Now, caged eggs are obviously linked to the salmonella poisoning, but how does our centralized food system also contribute to the extent of the outbreaks? If there's only two farms in Iowa that are producing, you know, 500 million eggs that are sold under 13 names to the, you know, major parts of the United States, that essentially can take any kind of an outbreak and spread it far and wide. But if you had localized food production and consumption, you could limit such outbreaks to small population an area. How much does a centralized industrial food system play a role in the extent of this outbreak?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen a centralized food system causing problems in a number of ways, whether it's tomatoes or bell peppers or jalapeno peppers or leafy greens. Or eggs, if you produce it only in a few places, and worse than that, if you package it improperly in just a few places, there's a problem. I mean, in this case, the chickens themselves had the salmonella right in the egg from the very beginning. If you had a packaging operation that wasn't doing a good job and was breaking eggs that were contaminated and contaminating the shells of others, then you could spread this very quickly to even clean eggs.
Finally, J.D., what do you think is going to happen in the wake of this egg recall? What are the steps being taken aside from sending USDA inspectors to these two Iowa farms? Could the rest of the country take the lead from California in terms of food safety, particularly where eggs are concerned? And is there any movement to do that?
Well, there is. In fact, Michigan, another big egg producer, same year that California voted that they would go cage-free, Michigan voted to go cage-free, and their efforts in a number of other states to have egg producers go cage-free. So that's a step in the right direction. The other thing that's happened is in the last 30 years, there have been an explosion of farmers markets. Most farmers markets have a number of folks selling very good eggs, locally produced, that aren't going to get you sick. Or if they do, at least you know who got you sick. You go back the next week. So I would, you know, urge your listeners to go visit the farmers markets. You can get some really good eggs and even different breeds than you can get from the mega producers.
Where can people find out more about your organization, the Center for Food Safety?
If you'd go to our website, thecenterforfoodsafety.org, you could find out about a lot of the different programs we're working on.
That's centerforfoodsafety.org?
Yes.
I want to thank you very much for joining us today, J.D. Hansen.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
J.D. Hansen is the policy analyst at the Center for Food Safety. Again, their website, centerforfoodsafety.org.